Well, good morning again. Good morning again. Oh, all right. Do I just got to wake you up then, all right? I know a good way to wake you up. Packers game at 3 o'clock, right? Some of you are awake now, talking football. So that means I can preach a lot longer this morning, right? And for those of you Vikings fans like me, we have the day off today, so we can just relax and enjoy it and cheer for the Chargers this afternoon, right? Okay, there we go. So we got that out of the way. Well, I'm Tom Bush. If you don't know who I am, you're wondering who this strange character is up here. Yes, we are. I'm the associate pastor, the youth pastor, the holiday preacher, and the relief pitcher. So everybody needs a little relief from Mark, right? Just kidding. That was supposed to be a joke. Like two people laughed. If Bob Anderson was here, he would be so proud of me for making fun of Mark, because Mark, you know, he makes his jabs about how I cry all the time, and so that's how I can jab back at him. So Mark this morning texted me. He's in Naples, Florida, sitting by a pool thinking of us, and it's 82 degrees there today. So we don't feel bad for him at all, right? No, we are feeling very good for him. We're thankful for the break that he and his wife were able to get, and in fact, it's a special break because they're there without children as well. So they're a week together in Florida without their kids. I'm sure it'll be a wonderful time, and I'm sure they'll be looking forward to coming home and being with their family again. Not only their family at home, but here at Bayside. So he sends his greetings and says that he is thinking about us this morning. So until then, you're stuck with me. So for those of you who don't know, November is Orphan Awareness Month. Maybe you did know that. It's a nationally and internationally recognized event. Here at Bayside, we are participating in Orphan Awareness for the month of November. Today, the sermon will kick off a series of messages as well as opportunities for us here at Bayside to participate in the ministry to orphans in Superior and all around the world. This will include the introduction of a new adoption support group for the Twin Ports area hosted here at Bayside by people from Bayside. It will include the opportunity to sponsor a child in poverty through Compassion International. And it will include a chance to help foster kids who are in need here in Superior. We're very excited about ministry with orphans and adoption here at Bayside. And there are many of our people who have a great passion for it. Today, we are going to look at why this ministry is so important. Why is it so important to care for orphans? Have you ever thought about the importance of caring for orphans? Maybe it's never crossed your mind before. I hope today that it will. We want to briefly talk, and this morning I just want to briefly share this morning why we believe it is so important for us, each and every one of us, all of us, to care for orphans in this world. First of all, in this world, we are orphans. The world, this world, is not our home. It is not our place. We are lost, and the ways of the world are bringing us farther and farther away from God. In this world, there is no hope. We are orphans in this world, and it is hopeless in this world. The challenge for us is to not fall into the ways of this world. The Apostle John referenced this in his first epistle, 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17. And you can follow along in your Bible, or there's a Bible in front of you, or I think we'll also have the scriptures up on the screen this morning. 1 John 2, verses 15 through 17. It says this: "Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh and the desires of the eyes and pride in possessions, is not from the Father, but is from the world. And the world is passing away along with its desires. But whoever does the will of God abides forever." The ways of this world take us on an endless path looking for satisfaction. But we will never find it on the world's path. All of us have experienced the longing, the searching for something that will satisfy. Each one of us can attest to times in our lives where we've longed and we've searched for something that will fill us, something that will make us content. The Bible is very clear. The Bible is very clear that nothing in this world will fill us. The world and its desires pass away, but whoever does the will of God lives forever. So in this world, you see, we are orphans. We are lost. We are hopeless in this world. But you and I know that there is hope. We have hope in God. And thanks be to God for his promises, for his faithfulness, for his power, and for his greatness. Paul writes about this in relation to how we are orphans in this world. He wrote about it in Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. Galatians 4, 4 through 7 says this: "But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, 'Abba, Father.' So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God." Did you see that? Did you hear that? God has adopted you. If you have chosen to believe in Jesus Christ, if you have put your faith in Christ, God has adopted you. We were orphans in this world, but God has adopted us. And because of this, we've become sons and daughters of the living God. Though it is hopeless in this world, and though there is no hope to be found anywhere in the ways of this world, we have hope. We have hope. Do you have hope today? We are adopted as believers, and we have hope in Jesus Christ. When we choose to put our faith and our hope in Jesus Christ, we are adopted by God, and we become sons of God. In studying this verse, the Greek translation of the word adoption here gives us two very interesting definitions. The first is this: adoption is the nature and condition of the true disciples in Christ, who by receiving the Spirit of God into their souls become sons of God. So we accept Christ, we receive the Holy Spirit into our life, into our heart. We become true disciples in Christ, and therefore we become sons of God. The second definition is adoption is the blessed state looked for in the future life after the visible return of Christ from heaven. When we choose God, we become a child of God. So much so that our nature and condition is a true disciple of Jesus Christ. And we receive the Holy Spirit of God into our souls and officially become sons and daughters of the most holy and only living God. Can you grasp that today? Think about that for a second. Can you grasp that today? That we are sons and daughters of God. We are sons and daughters of the most holy and only living God. How does that make you feel today? That you have been adopted. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 5, it says, "In love, he predestined us for adoption as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will." God has chosen us as his adopted children. Says right there, according to the purpose of his will. It's God's plan and will for you to be his son or daughter. It's God's plan and will for you to live out your life for him. This adoption that God has blessed us with is the greatest gift we could ever receive. It is the greatest gift we could ever receive. It's our salvation. It's our adoption. In Romans chapter 8, there are two verses that reiterate this exact point. Verses 15 and 23. And I think they'll be up on the screen. Yep, they're going to be up there as well. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. And again, you've seen it a couple times. It says we are adopted, and it says we cry, Abba, Father. And the translation of that is like a child crying out, Daddy. And we've talked about that before here on Sunday mornings. I know we have. Abba, Father. How often do you cry out to your Father in heaven? Abba, Father. Like a child cries out, Daddy. Now, I know for some of you that might not mean a lot. For those of you that parent that are parents, that means a lot more. I know for a fact, because before I was a parent, I could never really grasp what that meant, that I would cry out, Abba, Father. But now as a dad who has two young boys who daily cry out to me, Daddy, it completely changes what these verses mean to me and what adoption means to me from my Father in heaven. It completely changes my perspective on my relationship with God when I see my sons crying out to me and I realize that I need to cry out to my Father in heaven. Verse 23 in Romans 8, and not only the creation, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. The second half of that section of Scripture, this verse 23, goes back to the second definition of adoption from the Greek wording, which was this: the blessed state looked for in the future life after the visible return of Christ from heaven. It is an adoption as children of God with the hope that one day we are going to join Jesus Christ and God our Father in heaven. It doesn't get any better than that. It says we groan inwardly as we eagerly await. I want to challenge you with something this morning. I want you to think about this for a second. Are you groaning inwardly for God in your life? Are you groaning inwardly for heaven in your life? Are you yearning eagerly to be in heaven? Too often, I believe we get caught up in this world and in the ways of this world, and it distracts us from what we were called to as the adopted sons and daughters of the Almighty God. There's a lot of great things in this world that we can enjoy. For instance, football. The Packers and the Vikings and these things, we can enjoy those things, and there's nothing inherently wrong with those things. Football and jobs and work and friends and family and all the wonderful things that God has blessed us with in this world. But it's too easy. It's too easy to get caught up in this world, and it distracts us from what we are truly called to as adopted sons and daughters of God, the Almighty God, a God of hope, a God of promise. We must keep our eyes focused on what God has called us into as being his children, doing his will and fulfilling his purpose in this lost world. Think about that. What is God's will and purpose in your life? How are you fulfilling God's will and purpose in your life as an adopted son or daughter of the Almighty God? How are you fulfilling the will and purpose of our Almighty God, the God of hope, the God of promises? Jesus gave a promise as his life was nearing its end, just hours before going to die on the cross for us. A major part of the story of our adoption. Just hours before that, he was speaking to his disciples in John chapter 14, verse 18, and he told them something very, very important. he said to his disciples, I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Jesus knew that his disciples were being adopted, and he knew that we would be disciples that would be adopted, and he made a promise. His promise was that he would not leave the disciples, and his promise today is that he will not leave us. We will not be orphans in this world because God will never leave us. We are adopted in Jesus Christ. We have hope in Christ. We have hope in Christ. And so this is the reason it is so important for us to care about orphans. Because when we were orphans, somebody cared about us. The reason it's so important for us to care about orphans is because God cares about orphans. Jesus Christ cares about orphans. God cares about orphans, and we should also care about orphans. It is made clear throughout the Bible that God cares for the broken, for the unloved, for the lost, for the hurting, for the unfortunate, and for the ones who have no one to care for them. God cares for orphans. In Hosea 14, chapter 14, verses 2 and 3, it's an interesting scripture that God is telling Hosea to take these words with him. And this is what he says, take with you words and return to the Lord. Say to him, take away all iniquity, accept what is good, and we will pay with bulls the vows of our lips. Assyria shall not save us. We will not ride on horses, and we will say no more our God to the work of our hands. In you, the orphan finds mercy. Now, I'm not going to go into all the details and background of what the first verse and a half of this scripture says. But the end of it, speaking to God, he says, in you, the orphan finds mercy. In you, God, the orphan finds mercy. The prophet saying that, who has become an orphan, the people of Israel became orphans, much like we are orphans today. In you, God, the orphan finds mercy. The Hebrew definition of mercy in this case is very simple. You can look it up. Mercy is love, deep love, compassion, tender affection, and did I mention compassion? God has compassion for orphans because God is love. If we are to call ourselves true believers, true disciples of Jesus Christ, we must follow God's example of compassion towards orphans. That is why it is so important for us to care about orphans, because God does. We have a video this morning that we are going to show called True Religion in just a second. This video gives us a visual reminder about why it is so important for us to care about orphans and how this world can be impacted by us taking care of orphans.
Let me see, always, only for me.
The verse that this video is based on is found in James chapter 1, verse 27. It says this, "Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their affliction, and to keep oneself unstained from the world." To visit orphans and widows in their affliction. God's desire is for mercy and compassion to be shown to those who are unfortunate, to the unloved, to the broken, to the lost, to the hurting. God's mercy, love, and compassion can be shown to the world through us. A simple way to show love and compassion is to share the resources that we so readily take for granted every single day. My wife Sarah and I realized our need to do this in the last couple of years, and we chose to sponsor a child through Compassion International. Compassion is one of many different organizations that sponsor orphans and poverty-stricken children, providing them food, medical care, and the basic needs that we never seem to need to worry about. I know that Pastor Mark and his family, as well as several other families from Bayside, sponsor children through Compassion International. This is just one way. This is just one way that you could join the effort today to share God's love, mercy, and compassion with this world. Today we have tables set up in the fellowship hall. With more information about Compassion International, as well as other upcoming opportunities that our adoption support ministry will be providing during Orphan Awareness Month. Each week during this month, we have the goal of 15 children to be sponsored by a monthly sponsor. Today, there's 30 children you'll see on those tables out there. There's 30 children from throughout this world who need our help, who are in poverty, who are struggling to survive. While we here in America are going to gorge ourselves on potato chips and hamburgers and hot dogs or whatever you're serving today during the game. Which, that's okay for us to do that. But while we're doing that, what are we doing to help others, to help orphans in this world? Our goal is that we would sponsor at Bayside, that we would have people step up and sponsor 15 children each week this month. Could Bayside rise to the challenge today? And throughout this month, will you step up and fill the need for a child today? Will you decide today to share God's love, mercy, and compassion? I encourage every one of us to stop by the table in the fellowship hall today and find out more. Let's do this together. Throughout this month, keep your ears and your eyes open to the opportunities that God is giving us here at Bayside to share His love, mercy, and compassion. They have more information at the table about some other opportunities that we're going to have this month and throughout this month to be aware of orphans and to follow God's example in caring for orphans. We're excited that next week we will have a special guest speaker. Raisa Carlson will be here next week. Raisa was the wife of Len Carlson, a former Bayside pastor who led Bayside for many years, including the moving into this building and changing our name to Bayside Baptist Church. Raisa will be sharing about her experiences with adoption and continuing with our theme of Orphan Awareness Month in November. It's going to be an exciting month. Will you partner with us in some way this month? I want to close with something that dawned on me as I prepared this sermon. James 1:27 says, "Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their affliction, and to keep oneself unstained from the world." To visit orphans and widows in their affliction, and do not forget about the end, to keep oneself unstained from the world. To keep oneself unstained from the world. Duly important. Like I said before, it's too easy for us to fall into the ways of this world, to allow the world to stain us. Remember the verse we talked about when I first started. 1 John 2:15 through 17. "Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh, and the desires of the eyes, and pride in possessions is not from the Father, but is from the world. And the world is passing away along with its desires. But whoever does the will of God abides forever. For all that is in the world, and he includes pride in possessions, these things are not from the Father, but from the world. Who in here has ever had a little pride in their possessions? I know I have. You don't have to raise your hand, but I know I have. Every one of us has carried pride in the things that we have and the things that we are. If we have pride in our possessions, we love the world, and the love of the Father is not in us. But if we give of ourselves, our possessions, and our resources, and we seek to do the will of God, the love of the Father will be in us, and his mercy and compassion will be spread to those who need it most. Will you respond to God today? You were an orphan. You were an orphan. But because of God's great love, you have been adopted. God cares and has compassion for orphans. We too should care and have compassion for orphans. Let's strive today to be unstained from the world. Let's avoid pride in our possessions today. Let's practice true religion today. Let's give. Love, mercy, and compassion today. Will you join me today? Will you join us today? Will you make a difference today? Let's pray. Father in heaven, I pray with all of my heart that you would move in our hearts, that your compassion, that your love, that your mercy would take us over today, God, would fill us up today, God. I pray, Lord, that each one of us would feel your compassion, your love, and your mercy. And God, I pray that we would respond to how you loved us, and that we would show that love to others, that we would care about orphans, and that we would take advantage of the many different opportunities that we have, even here at Bayside, here in our community, to show your love and your mercy and your compassion for orphans. So God, I pray that you would do that today. I pray with faith, God, that you would move in our hearts, that this congregation, that these people, that we together would respond to your calling to share your love and mercy today. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.